Clinical psychologist Dr. Lisa Francine talks to people about their personal problems. Over time, their discussions broaden out. They talk about relationships with things like people, money, pets, and the environment around them, the earth. But when she gets to the earth, she doesn't ask her clients about their relationships with it.
The only way you can have a relationship with something is if you're separate from it. But it's as silly as talking about, yeah, I have a relationship with my gallbladder. How about you? You know, it's like, no, we don't. My gallbladder is just a part of me. And really, that's what's going on with the earth. We are as much a part of it as everything else is.
Francine believes that many of our physical and mental ailments actually happen when we forget this connection. Several years ago, she started incorporating nature into her work. She found that this technique helped people transform an insane world, as opposed to adapt to one.
We can't just stop with relationship with self, relationship with family, relationship with community. We need to just keep taking it out as far as we can go. It includes relationship with all.
The idea that we are the earth can sound a little weird to some people. At least one of her clients, 71-year-old Steve Morris, thought so at first. Morris considers regular therapy to be part of his spiritual practice. He works with Francine in both individual and group sessions. Francine asked Morris's group to walk into the woods, sit alone for an hour, and listen for a message. A message from the birds, trees, and sky. When he heard this assignment, Morris was skeptical.
Well, as a guy, you know, you don't do this. That's, whoa, it's too New Agey, it's too off the page, it's too goofy, it's not masculine. You know, there's all kinds of reasons that this is not something that's you do.
As Morris sat alone in the woods, something he saw struck him. He noticed a pine seedling that was getting choked out by the shade of an old tree. He thought to himself that the seedling would probably die, but that it didn't know that. Morris said that observing the trees gave him new ideas about anxiety and unnecessary suffering. Experts say one of the most powerful things about the natural world is how quickly it can take us to a place deep within ourselves. Jed Swift is the director of the Eco-Psychology Concentration at Naropa University.
The backdrop of nature, the immersion, what we call the immersion in nature, just stirs up so much emotional and unconscious material for people about safety, about risk, about their health, their survival, about fear, about well-being and wholeness and unity, that a lot of therapists are finding that it can speed up the therapeutic process.
Swift says that far too often, people perceive nature as a backdrop to the human experience. By remembering this connection to the natural world, he says we can enhance our health and our personal sense of identity. Therapist Lisa Francine says that for her, nature is a teacher and an inspiration.
You know, the tree grows to be a tree because that's what it's here to do. And so that gives me hope that, like, okay, then I'm here to do something and I will just follow through with what I'm here to do.
One of Francine's clients says that her whole life changed when she realized that she was not separate from the earth. The client said that nature also helped her to hear her own answers to life's questions. These techniques might not be for everyone, but many people who have used them say that nature helped open their senses to something that they might have missed on their own. For the Environment Report, I'm Kyle Norris.